This podcast is produced by The Sound Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepparton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sound Boutique at the email hello@thesoundboutique.com or via the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to The Shepartonian, the podcast that shines a light on the people, the voices and the stories of our village. This time we're heading to Shepparton Village Hall, where the Autumn Craft Fair is about to return. I'll be talking with organiser Alice Shanahan from Local Craft Events about how it all began, what makes the fairs different and what you can expect when the doors open this Saturday. Before we get into it though, a reminder, The Shepartonian isn't just a podcast, it's also a weekly newsletter. Every Thursday you'll get a roundup of local events, a slice of history, a spotlight on community life direct to your inbox. If you haven't signed up yet, head to theshepartonian.uk and do it today. It's free and it's the best way to keep connected. Plus, if you run a business locally, The Shepartonian is also a place to get noticed. Our podcast, newsletter and social channels reach thousands of people right here in Shepparton. To find out how to advertise with us, just go to theshepartonian.uk to find out more and to check out the current rate card and get in touch. This coming Saturday, October the 11th, Shepparton Village Hall is once again filled with colour, chatter and handmade creations. It's the Autumn Craft Fair, run by Local Craft Events. I sat down with organiser Alice Shanahan to hear how it all began and what's in store this autumn.
I've always loved crafting. I'm very passionate, very obsessed with crafting. But I had the idea for a while and then I went to a craft fair in Hersham. And to be honest, it was a little bit of a fail. Then no one turned up. I set up my stall, maybe sold one thing, something like that. But there were some lovely ladies next to me, Rebecca and Joan. And we got talking and we're all from Shepparton. And we were just talking about how in Shepparton there's nowhere to showcase, no craft fairs basically, nowhere to showcase your makes if you're a small business. Now I'm talking like small business, you know, there's a lot of small businesses who have like little shops, you know, and that's all well and good. But what about the crafters who are at home, you know, picking and packing and things like that? So we were just talking about that. We were talking about how in Shepparton sometimes when there's events, they are kind of that little pocket of community. So kind of exclusive. And if there is an event, you're not really offered to come and apply and things like that. So we just kind of had this idea and I put it out there and I said, if I was going to do an event, it would have to be at the Village Hall because what better place to do it? Like it's in the middle of the high street, bustling. You'd get automatic footfall because everyone would just be passing. You know, at the weekend, it's so busy at Sainsbury's and things like that. So yeah, that's how it started. It started as an idea. And I spoke to them and they were like, let's do it. So we exchanged numbers and that's it. That's how it kind of got started.
That conversation was the spark from an idea in Hersham to Shepparton's own community craft fair.
You never know what it's going to be like. You don't know if you're going to get the footfall. You don't know if people are going to turn up, you know, and like the curated stalls that you've kind of organised. So I'm just proud that people did like that. You know, people did come through the door and enjoy it. And we got good feedback and just generally that they were a success. Stallholders were happy. So I would just say, yeah, success. They were a success.
And success meant growth. More applications, more makers and a challenge for Alice, balancing new stallholders with regular favourites.
I would say yes to everyone. So that's a really kind of tricky process for me. But usually the way we do it is we try to rotate everyone so that every fair there's a couple of new stalls. That means just everyone gets a chance to have a go, you know, and that kind of was the main value we wanted to put in at the beginning. You know, that was the main thing we wanted to do, was give everyone a chance, no matter how small you are, you know. So, yeah, I would say we just kind of try and rotate the new people coming in. And then in terms of regular people, I normally just go off recommendations and people, what people ask for. You know, there's a few stalls that the same people, oh, is, you know, the woodman going to be there this time? And I'm like, okay, yes, I will make sure the woodman's there, you know, or the couple of requests. So generally I'll kind of work on that as well. But we try to change it up each time. So if applications come in and they unfortunately get declined that time, then obviously next time I'll kind of try and include them as well. So
I'm intrigued by the woodman now.
Yes, you'll have to see him.
This October's fair brings something new, a more interactive experience.
Yeah, so this one's a bit different. And again, something I'm quite passionate about is I used to do craft clubs, and I'm quite passionate about teaching children and kind of, well, anyone really, but like traditional crafts. So I love like crochet, knitting, things like that. So I've always been quite hands-on, and I love answering questions. You know, I'm doing this craft, but I need a bit of help, things like that. So I had an idea of an interactive craft fair where people could come and make stuff to take away. And finally, it's coming through. So the fair on Saturday, there'll be 4 interactive stalls. So there's another 8 who are just normal stalls, you know, normal handmade businesses. But the 4 interactive stalls will be wreath making. We've got cupcake decorating. There's a keyring making and also jewellery as well. So you'll be able to come. There'll be a small charge for those, obviously. And you'll be able to make something and take it away with you. So that's something I'm really excited about.
And because it's October, there'll be seasonal touches too.
All the stallholders obviously do their own thing in terms of what they bring, what they supply. I obviously curate the stall so that we've got someone different of each craft. So usually just 1 or 2 stalls, you know, 1 or 2 crochet stalls, 1 or 2 jewellery. And I kind of investigate that before as well, if they're doing stuff seasonal or whether, you know, it's quite a particular brand, you know, theme, but everything's different. And also everyone's so different nowadays. You know, a lot of people don't like Halloween, but they might like, you know, fall, the colours of fall and things like that. So it's quite nice to have a varied audience. But for myself, on my stall, which is Rosie's Corner, which is the crochet stuff, I'll definitely have a lot of seasonal, you know, autumn veggies and pumpkins and things like that. So hopefully we should have lots of seasonal.
Alice has always wanted the fairs to feel different from the larger commercial markets.
I think naturally it just does. And I think it could be down to a few things. I think the venue, obviously, it's in the heart of the high street. It's not huge, you know, once it's full up, it feels bustling in there. But, you know, it's quite intimate as a venue. Everyone's from within Spelthorne or kind of just outside, which was, again, one of our main kind of values. We wanted everyone to be local. And I think generally, yeah, it just feels naturally like that because of those kind of things we put in place to make it a community event. And we also, when we filter through the applications, we make sure there's no resellers and things like that. So everything has to be handmade and a handmade craft. So we've had a few applications before from, you know, the kind of big businesses that do those kind of pyramid schemes, things like that. We won't have any of that. Obviously happy to support charities, but no, you know, generally all handmade, community focused.
Life is full of moments worth celebrating. The yes to the proposal on holiday, the wedding of your dreams, the joy of welcoming a new baby, or the love that's grown stronger over the years. Celebrant Danielle Davis creates ceremonies that capture your story, unique, joyful, and unforgettable. Whether it's a wedding, a vow renewal, naming, or milestone celebration, Danielle will make it truly yours. Visit danielledavis.uk to start creating ceremonies for every chapter of your life. Shepperton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information. Alice mentioned about curating the stalls. That's no small task.
We normally ask for stallholders to apply, normally quite far in advance, actually. And then I normally get a massive influx of people. And then I go through one at a time and ask them all for an expression of interest. So that just kind of shows they'll be able to include photos and more kind of description about what they do. Again, making sure everything's handmade by them or, you know, crafted, you know, by them or their family. And so things I look for is like originality, authenticity, like I said, making sure that they are actually handmade. And I quite like looking at their pictures So I'm very visual, you know, send me a picture, let me see it in, you know, real life. Look at social media, if they've got social media accounts. But like I say, the meaning of the fair and the values of the fair are that we give everyone a chance. So if you don't have a social media page, you know, it's not the end of the world. If you've included a lovely picture and it looks amazing and you're just someone who crafts at home, you know, we've got you. We're not going to say no just because you don't have a social media following and things like that. So a bit of everything, really. But originality is yeah, a great one because it's nice to see something different.
And once the day arrives, it's an early start.
We get up really early. Obviously, I've now got my team of my family, my husband and my eldest son come and put out all the tables, and it's kind of a bit of a rush. But I actually love the buzz of the day, so I think that kind of cancels that out. And the feedback, you know, from everyone when they say it's great or they've done really well, I think that kind of cancels out the standing on your feet all day, you know, the tiring.
So, what about the future?
Definitely think they need to stay local. I think what's worked really well is keeping it within the community, like I said, being open for everyone, but within that kind of Spelthorn and surrounding areas has worked really well. And yeah, I can't fault the village hall really. Only cost is the only issue. It's quite costly. I think that's why it's not used as much. You know, that's something for the council to sort out. But for us as an events group, I think that it is perfect venue because it's in the middle of a bustling high street. At the weekend, everyone comes down for a wander. And I, you know, I love the idea of like people, and I put it on my social media, you know, like coming for the day, like park up, come in, but also go down the high street as well, you know, go for a wander in the charity shops, go and, you know, buy a cake in there or, you know. So yeah, I love that. I would definitely keep it at the village hall. But I do have ideas to take it further. I would love to make it a bit bigger, like maybe outside as well, like some sort of farmer's market, you know, like that kind of farmer's market vibe, like it. Stalls outside, yeah, which I've kind of investigated a little bit and it's quite tricky. So obviously it just takes it to that next level, having it outside. But I love the idea of like having a bit of music outside, maybe some foodie stalls. I'm a proper foodie, so I love like the thought of having your lunch outside. And again, still supporting locals, so even maybe the high street businesses could kind of set up outside or something like that. So that's the kind of thing I was looking into. But if I'm honest, it looks a bit tricky. So we'll see. I've got a dream as well about having a shop, a local crafts shop. So I would call it local crafts. And it would have all the crafts, all the crafters to kind of like a gifty shop, I suppose. And there's some areas that do this already, like Egham Artisans. And they have a shop where all small businesses and artisans come and have their kind of little area and they sell their products in there.
For Alice, running these fairs isn't just about organising events. It's tied closely to her own love of craft.
So I'm a mum of five and I do a lot of different volunteering roles as well within the community and stuff, and now obviously working as well. But yeah, I still craft every night. So it's my little bit of self-care and I think it keeps me sane. I remember my nanny Alice taught me how to knit. And I used to annoy the hell out of her because I always used to ask her, oh, how do you cast on again? And that was when I was really young, like maybe 10, maybe between 10 and 12, something like that. And I just loved it from there. I don't remember ever doing a lot of like painting. I remember art. I wasn't very good at art at school and things like that, which I always tell the children I teach about because you don't have to be good at art to be creative. Do you know what I mean? I could create you something out of wool or crochet or whatever that I couldn't draw a picture of. You know, I can barely draw a stick man, but I might be able to create you something out of something else. And it's that creativity that children need to learn is, you know, just as important as other stuff as well.
The Autumn Craft Fair, organised by Local Craft Events, is coming to Shepperton Village Hall this coming Saturday, the 11th of October, 10:30 till 3. It's free entry, there are interactive stalls and plenty of handmade inspiration. Do come along, support local makers, and maybe take home something truly unique. All the details will be in this Thursday's Shepertonian newsletter, so make sure you sign up at theshepertonian.uk.
What's going on in Shepperton?
Sponsored by Shepperton Matters. On Wednesday the 8th to Sunday the 12th of October, it's Dirty Cash, a new comedy presented by Upstage Surrey, and that's coming to the Barn Theatre in Molesey. You can get tickets from ticketsource.co.uk/thebarntheatreclub/upstage. Then on Tuesday the 14th to Saturday the 25th of October at 7:30 p.m., It's Private Lives by Noel Coward at the Rose Theatre, Kingston, rosetheatre.org for more information there. And on Thursday the 16th to Saturday the 18th of October from 7:30 p.m, the Riverside Players of Sunbury presents Steel Magnolias at the Riverside Arts Centre. Tickets from racboxoffice@gmail.com or 07760 802328. You can also visit the website sunburyriversideplayers.org.uk. You can find out more events by subscribing to the Shepherdtonian newsletter, and you can find that at theshepherdtonian.uk.
Hear this, the Shepherdtonian shout out.
So just for fun, I put a poll out on the socials, which read, if Shepperton had a brand new event next year, what should it be? 1, a summer music festival at Manor Park. 2, a classic car show. 3, a Riverside food and drink festival. 4, a giant village picnic. 5, something else, tell us in the comments. There weren't many comments about other suggestions, but many, many people chose number 1, summer music festival, and number 3, a Riverside food and drink festival. And quite a lot of people actually combined those two, 1 and 3. Which would be perfect on Manor Park, wouldn't it? I don't know who could organise that, so if someone could step up, that'd be great. Personally, I think a giant village picnic would be brilliant. Bring your own hampers, bring your own blankets, and let's just fill up Manor Park with sandwiches and sausage rolls. That would be amazing. Do you think we should have another event in Shepperton? If you have any suggestions, do let us know. You can follow us on the socials and get in touch via the website, which is theshepherdtonian.uk. That's it for this episode. Don't forget the Shepherdtonian newsletter lands in inboxes every Thursday with what's on locally, a history nugget and a community spotlight. You can sign up to that at theshepherdtonian.uk. You take care of yourselves. I'm Gareth, and this is the Shepherdtonian podcast, newsletter and socials. Until next time, I'll see you around. Hi everyone, just wanted to let you know that if you're able, you can now support the production of the Shepherdtonian podcast and email newsletter. All one-off tips go to the hosting, the booking, the marketing, the recording, the writing and editing, and every other aspect of making a show like this. Just head to theshepherdtonian.uk or click on the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.